Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, talking about today, warnings from Russia and other headline news. Russia President Vladimir Putin laughing at America, calling us the Western society that believes in the wokeness and the cancel culture. He talks about how the Russians went through that in 2017 and 1917 and afterwards in the Bolshevik Revolution. He is saying that we're facing today in America a revolution that will destroy our nation. But he's laughing at us in saying so. And ladies and gentlemen, in the process of what is taking place, we find that Joe Biden, the incompetent, incapable, cognitively depleted individual. And I don't say that in laughter. That is something that's physical that he cannot help. But, ladies and gentlemen, it can be helped because those handlers should be charged with senior abuse because he is a senior that is cognitively unable, that's being used as a puppet, and it's the third term of the Obama administration. And, ladies and gentlemen, Obama's carrying out what he wanted to do. We're watching everything that Obama had put into place and put into motion now being carried out, including, ladies and gentlemen, the cost of gasoline at the pump. Across the nation, it's between $4 and $5 a gallon, $6 and a half a gallon in California. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, we're finding that Biden is now secretly pleading with the oil producers in America to produce more oil, and yet most of what was being produced had been shut down when he shut down the XL pipeline and just recently shut down another oil contract that's not allowed to go forward that is absolutely putting America in the position of being depleted of any of the resources that at one time we had in relationship to the production of oil. Under the Trump administration, the oil production was the highest it had been in history for the United States of America. We were actually producing enough to use for our nation and exporting anything that we did not need around the world. At that time, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you recall or not, if you kept up with it, but the per barrel cost of oil in the days of the Trump administration was a low of about $19 a barrel and a high of about $22 a barrel. A major, major difference in what we're seeing now at $83 a barrel. So how would you like to continue seeing that spiral? You know, it was the Obama administration that said that gasoline should be $6 to $10 a gallon at the pump, and they're rapidly pushing it to that point today, ladies and gentlemen, making it that as far as the cost factor is concerned. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Hey, brother, I was in disbelief. I was watching the news. You know, I don't watch TV because most of that is garbage, 99.9%. But I was watching on YouTube. 55,000 refugees are coming, or they are already here in the United States. And I guess over 100,000 more they were going to bring it in. The kicker was that the government is going to give in housing, a secure income, and health insurance. I was, me and my wife were like, wait a minute, am I losing it? What they just said? So who's paying for, I mean, one nation can survive like that, brother. I mean, this country has a deficit. How much is the deficit of this nation? Over 20 trillion? With the loony Democrats, I'm pretty sure it's going to reach 30 trillion in no time. And they don't think about the consequences. Why are we getting money, borrowing money, and giving it away and blowing it like that? Who does that? I mean, a normal person doesn't do that. Or a CEO of a company get a loan and give it away, that person would be out of job in no time. But these clowns in D.C., they waste the money. It's secure income for those so-called refugees from Afghanistan that they don't even know who they are. Most of them hasn't been vetted. I mean, this is insane, bro. I don't know if America can survive any longer with the craziness that these enemies within liberals are doing in D.C., brother. I mean, I could not believe it.
Jose, you're exactly right. What we see taking place is the open borders on the southern side of America. And at the same time, and most of our listeners, and you may not be aware of this, while Biden and his cabal is against having a border wall on the southern border, we're now, with taxpayer dollars, spending $500,000, almost $500,000, to put a brick wall around Joe Biden's summer home. He believes in walls to keep the enemies out, but he doesn't in his home. But he doesn't believe in walls to keep the enemies out of America. And now, to make it a little clearer, what you're just saying is, by the end of this year, they project that by December the 31st of this year, we will have brought in about 1.5 million illegals through the southern border. And what they're doing, they're taking those and by bus and train and plane, transporting them to just about all of the red states and red cities across America to absolutely water down the voting perspective for 2022 and 2024. What they're doing now with these illegals coming in that Biden is doing purposely is to absolutely destroy the integrity of the election system by 2022 and 2024. They intend on doing something by a magical wand, if you please, to pass legislation to allow all of the illegals to be on the fast track for citizenship and to be able to vote. And one of the things, too, that Jose, that you may know and our listeners may need to understand, a huge number of these that are coming in are coming from the Islamic jihadist nations. And because of the pullout of Afghanistan, he's brought in, I believe in the last research I did, some 256,000 of those coming in from Afghanistan, large number of them being the Taliban. In fact, we've already started seeing the illegal acts of the female genital surgeries, and we've seen beheadings in America today as a result of just the recent time, now the few months since he's brought them in. So we are, as you said, we're destroying the integrity of America. We're destroying our constitutional republic. So as Christians,
it is crazy, brother, that Merkel, the prime minister from Germany, those liberals need to read what she's saying now. Now she's like, wait a minute, multiculturalism doesn't work. Didn't work in Germany. The crime rate is up. The rapes are sky high. The break-ins, everything. And guess when this happened, brother? When she opened her mouth and said, I'm going to take 1 million refugees. The funny thing is, none of those ultra-wealthy Middle Eastern, oil-rich countries have said, you know what? Send me some of those Afghanis here. Send me those Iranians here. They have been silent because they know their own people and they don't want none of them in the countries. And there's a lot of money in those countries. How you think about that, brother? They haven't offered, hey, send me 1 million here. Let the liberals in America bring them over so they can destroy this nation from within. You know what I mean? And at the same time, we are paying for it with all taxes. So I wonder if our kids and grandkids are going to have any money when they retire for retirement, any social security retirements or any pensions. You know what I mean? This is insane, brother. And nobody seems to do anything. Nobody seems to care.
I say all of the systems you spoke of, the retirement funds, in fact, they're wanting that to federalize all retirement funds, the 401ks and other private held retirement funds. They wanted to federalize those. And you're exactly right, because right now with the $3.5 trillion bill they're trying to pass, they're at the same time insisting that the national debt limit be removed so that Biden can spend as much as he wants to. We are already, as a nation, bankrupt. If it were you, if it were me, if any private enterprise or business, we would have already publicly declared bankruptcy because America is now bankrupt. But what they're planning on doing, for the benefit of you and other listeners, what they're planning on doing, Nancy Pelosi is now pushing for a Fed coin. That is like Bitcoin. It is a fiat dollar. Has you do will not have greenbacks. You will not have savings accounts, etc. Whatever you have, as far as your funds, will be on your handheld device, on your cell telephone, where if you do right and if you're a good boy, a good girl, then the federal government will release your funds and you can go to the store and wand your cell phone across the screen and be able to pay for your groceries. But if they decide that you're not vaccinated, you can't. If they decide that you're not going along with the program of government, you can't. You will have nothing to spend. You'll be in the days of Revelation 13. You can't buy, sell, or trade unless you have the identifying mark that allows you to do so. We're on the fast track for that today.
It is crazy, brother. And the rise on the cases of the Chinese virus, make no mistake about it, brother. All those illegals that are invading this nation are coming infected. Most of them have never seen a doctor in their life. But, yeah, they got the red carpet coming in, and they're dropping it in the middle of the night. No wonder why those rates are increasing. And this is insane. These people are contaminating American people, and nobody seems to do anything. And the media is in complete silence. I mean, this is crazy, brother. I don't know what's going to happen, to be honest. We have to pray a lot for this wonderful nation, because
Absolutely.
The direction that this country is going is something that is totally against common sense and against God. And I think that's Absolutely. The biggest problem this nation has, brother. God bless you, brother. Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless you, Jose. Thank you for your call. And you're exactly right. As a nation, we need to turn back to God. We need to pray and seek God's face and turn from our wicked ways. We need to recognize Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. We need to lean not on our own understanding, but in all of our ways, acknowledge Him, and He'll direct our path. One of the things we're finding today is a leaning on government rather than depending on God. I believe we have another call on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
These things are structured, and they are organized as far as this progressive chaos is structured and it's organized. And many times we will say, you know, it's structured and it's organized by the Democratic Party or leftist in general, not just the Democrats. However, it is a demonic thing in my book. As far as you look comprehensively across the board, we have battles on so many fronts simultaneously. Whether it be, you know, the rise of China and the totalitarian influence there, the totalitarian controls, fascist controls from the leftist, you know, dealing with the vaccine passports or whatever, the LGBTQIAP agenda. I want you to think about that for just a split second. Why in the world do they have 72 different genders? You know, they, them, she, shim, whatever. That's intended to introduce that agenda through the English grammar classes in our schools. So, you know, class by class by class, instead of focusing on reading, writing, and arithmetic, instead of focusing on STEM training, they're focusing on CRT and LGBTQIA and BLM. So it's divisiveness all the way around. And you go, why? Well, what's the agenda? From a biblical perspective, from a spiritual perspective, you know, we know we battle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. So what's the agenda? The agenda is to usher in the Antichrist. Now, from a Christian perspective, I'm not looking for his return. You know what I'm looking for his presentation. I'm actually looking for the return of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I believe that every believer ought to read this again today, folks, 2 Timothy 4:8. It says, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. This is Paul speaking. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. So as much as you go, there's chaos in the world, you know, it seems like all hell is breaking loose. Literally, we ought to be looking for his appearing.
Absolutely. In fact, Greg, I'm thankful that you have taken time to call and join the discussion today, because it's a very serious discussion. Well, we have international leader like Vladimir Putin that realizes what's happening in America, and he says it was the same in 1917 with the Bolshevik Revolution, and following that, where there was the woke society, the cancel culture, and in about a three-page article, he identifies it, and he goes by almost on a checklist of what happened in 1917 with the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia and what's happening in America. And he's saying it in a laughter form that America is doing that and evidently not realizing what we're doing. But just as our previous caller talked about, the major cost of what we're doing is bankrupting our nation And you're familiar with this, and so speak to the issue that with the mantra of communism to build back better, are all of these things, and I understand that's a demonic delusion. It is a demonic a conspiracy, if you will, because it is networked around the globe, so it's not just America. But as a result of the push for the COVID pandemic, that was created by the Chinese Communist Party in a Chinese Communist Party lab in Wuhan, China, for the purpose of being a bioweapon, and I believe that's what we see taking place. But as a result of that, that's being used now by the American politicians to bring about subserviency of all citizens, that we become the slave servants to a totalitarian form of government. But what happens if this thing continues the trek that it's going to build back better? What does that mean, and what is the government's intention with that?
Build back gives the idea that something is destroyed. Now they have not yet finished destroying it so that they can build it back. Okay. Now, the only thing that Joe Biden has built back better so far has been the Taliban. It is much stronger, much more violent, much more capable today than it has been for the past 20 years. This is under Joe Biden. So that's the only thing he's truly built back better. But building back, again, gives the idea that they must destroy first. And that's what we see taking place, whether it be the CDC protocols that are killing folks, whether it be the vaccine passports, whether it be the divisive nature of the LGBTQIAP, the CRT, or the BLM movements. Each one of those has the agenda of dividing, tearing apart, tearing down. Now, keep in mind, for 4 years, we were told that Donald Trump was the divisive one. You know, he'd have a tweet that was off the walls, and you go, oh, he's divisive. Let's burn down another city. Who was burning down cities? Who was burning down police precincts? Who was, you know, killing folks on the south side? Oh, who still happens to be killing a lot of folks on the south side of Chicago? It's insane. But let me point folks to an article. It's the most prescient article I've seen in some time dealing with the issue of China, the CCP, its growth, its development, its influence on the United States of America. The title of the article is The 30 Tyrants. Write that down, folks. The 30 Tyrants. Now, I'm not sure if Google will let you find it, but it is in tabletmag.com. The 30 Tyrants. That article does a great job. It connects a lot of the dots. You realize for the past couple of decades, we've been systematically sold out to the CCP, not because they love the CCP. Now, leftists do love the totalitarian nature of the Chinese Communist Party. They love that, and part of how they get there is through all the divide and conquer, the wokeism, well pointed out by so many today. The wokeism is destroying us. It's tearing us apart. But the 30 Tyrants goes through essentially and points out how we have a group of oligarchs in this country that have for decades been selling us out, because it makes them uber wealthy. Your Bezos types make about $5 million every minute. Who got crushed during this pandemic garbage? Your small businesses, your entrepreneurs, your mom and pops. They have been crushed, destroyed. Who won? Who wins? Your mega corporate entities, and they are internationally connected. They must have the cheap products out of China. They don't care if it's slave labor. Nike and Adidas and companies like that, they don't care that slaves are paid nothing to make their shoes, or they're paid $1 or $2 a day. They don't care. You know, so long as they can pay, you know, LeBron James $10, $20, $30, $40, $50 million to advertise their products, the fact that folks on the other side of the world are dying in labor camps, that doesn't matter to them. They have to keep that going in order for them to make their millions of dollars every minute.
Absolutely. In fact, you touched on it with China, and one of the things that one of the articles that I read recently said China's preparing for World War III. Another article that I read talks about, here's the headline, China's actively scheming to acquire America's genetic data. U.S. officials are warning us. Here's another one, Homeland preparing to spend $500,000 for Biden's wall while China is preparing to undermine and destroy America. Here's one that says Biden claims to know who's to blame for the uneasiness in America, and he says the unvaccinated. And at the same time, without, it's almost like a magician, Greg, where a magician stands on the stage and shows you what he's doing with his right hand, and he's saying, in essence, don't pay attention to my left hand, just focus on my right hand. while America's been focused on the pandemic, while America's been focused on being forced out of a job, while America's been focused on watching the deaths and the dying and the crumbling of our economic base, not being told, not being witnessed, not being understood on a national level, is what's happening on an international level with the nations around us. In fact, we're finding today the global domination by China. We're finding what is taking place in Iran, Syria, South Korea, and all of this. Now, all of these nations are what I call rattling their sabers, and America's doing nothing. In fact, we've had Haiti, where 17 missionaries have been taken into captivity and demanding $17 million. Nothing is being done by the Biden administration. We've had Iran, where they have been firing from drones upon some American ships. Biden administration's done nothing. Today, we're watching the rattling of the sabers on a global basis against America, and we're sitting in silence simply because there's an ineptness and an incapability of protecting America, with the goal being to build back better. And you've got to destroy the economic system. You've got to destroy the machine that carries the America as a superpower. In fact, you might recall, Greg, that it was Biden that said that America ought not to be a superpower. It should be no greater, any more powerful than any other nation.
Well, he would like to make America into just another nation, not special, not different, but just another nation. And that, you know, with your extremely wealthy oligarch types, I oftentimes point to the tech oligarchs, fascist book, and Zuckerberg, you know, his type. They're okay with dismantling America so long as they stay on top of this ash heap, so long as they stay internationally powerful. I mean, look at the wokeism we get even in things like, you know, the TV wrestling. You know, we all know it's fake, folks. I know they don't like to hear that. Well, no, it's fake. But the apology out of Cena here a few months back, in Mandarin Chinese, they understand a huge amount of their money comes from China. The NBA understands a huge amount of their money comes out of China, so they don't care that America is destroyed if the rest of the world will continue to make them extremely wealthy. So you can't speak ill of Xi. You can't speak ill of the Chinese Communist Party. You can't speak in favor of Hong Kong. You can't speak in favor of Taiwan. You can't speak in favor of the Uyghurs. You can't speak in favor of any group that is in conflict with Xi. And by the way, your God, the God of the Scripture, the God of the Bible, is in conflict with the CCP, because nothing can be more powerful than the party, folks. Whether you be a Bolshevik of the early 20th century or a follower of Xi in the early 21st century, guess what? No one is allowed to challenge the supremacy of the party, of the state. That's what they want, a totalitarian state in which these oligarchs are the ones calling the shots. You wonder why or how folks like Jeff Bezos is able to take a $100 billion a day trip, 10-minute trip, into the edge of space. Well, y'all help fund it, folks. The fact that you're not paying attention. You made that sort of stuff okay while your family faces potential starvation. That's not an exaggeration. If we fast forward on the track we are today with Peter Buttigieg, or however he pronounces his name, taking a 2-month vacation while we have hundreds of ships waiting offshore to be offloaded and the entire economy's borderline shutdown mode, you know, this is okay for them. They intend they're okay with little people starving, with little people dying. That's why your ivermectin, your hydroxychloroquine, and other things have been prohibited from the general population in the United States, in United States, especially in states like Virginia, where blackface baby killing Northam has done those things to his people. Why do you think there were draconian shutdowns with every Democratic state, it seemed like?
Absolutely. And one of the things you just touched on about the distribution and with the truckers, let me just dig a little well there for a moment for us to discuss. Based on my research, and this is not being said to the general public, but I'm looking at an article here that says Biden administration warns federal government debt crisis can trigger a recession. He's already talking about a recession before. So we're looking at inflation. We're looking at a replay of the Jimmy Carter administration of what was called stagflation, where everything is stagnant in growth and there's major inflation. One of the major problems with the distribution by the truckers, and I didn't realize this until doing the research, a trucker, if he is not vaccinated, when he pulls into a truck stop in California, when he pulls into a truck stop, he's not allowed to get out of the cab of his truck. He's not allowed to use a bathroom. As one trucker said it, I can be sitting there with a bathroom in sight, but I'm forbidden to get out of my truck and use that bathroom because I refuse to take a COVID vaccination. We're finding truckers by the thousands that refuse to drive into California and do any hauling. They have said we'd rather get out of the business and find another job than to go through the forced vaccination or the requirements by the Biden administration. And the cause of what we're seeing today is on the fundamental basis of the Biden administration and Newsom, Emperor Newsom, that's the governor of the state of California, that's forcing the issue. Can you speak to that for just a moment?
Listen, the lunacy of California. I mean, as much as we were up for Donald Trump building the wall to protect us from these international forces, the invasion that violate Article 4, Section 4 that says every state shall be protected against invasion, you know, that wall, if we rerouted it today, ought to really go up the eastern side of California, because that is a lunacy. You know, the state has gone into complete lunacy. They are now making it so next year this time, I believe it'll be illegal to have a gas-powered a lawnmower, a gas-powered generator. Get this, folks. I mean, they have power outages all over the place. What happens when it's freezing cold outside? There are wind turbines shut down. No solar energies being developed, and you can't get any power, and you're not allowed to crank up a generator because a generator's illegal, folks. That's the lunacy coming onto the porch. Your truck must be no older than a 2011. In the next few years, you won't be able to drive a truck onto the port unless it's electric powered. I mean, they don't even have them yet, but they've already passed a law making it required by the year 2035. How in the world do they expect for the society to continue? Well, they don't. They don't expect for the society to continue. They won't allow owner operators onto the port there. You have to work for somebody else. Somebody else. Understand, the independents are being crushed. That's part
Greg,
of the plan.
A lot that we've said comes across as the listener as being horrifying and detrimental. What's the Christian biblical answer? What should we do? We've got about 30 seconds.
I'm going to back up, and the verse I gave earlier is part of a bigger thought, but Paul is saying, hey, you know, I've wrapped up. I'm about to leave this life. And he said in verse 7, that same chapter, I have fought the good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues.
That ought to be our focus. And focus ought to be at the end of that verse, all of those that love his appearing will also be given that crown of righteousness.
Hey, Greg, thank you so much for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues.
FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also, tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.